USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crews are working to prevent a real catastrophic flood situation and are evacuating people out of harm's way due to a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa, Florida area. So far, 316 homes have been evacuated and state authorities have closed portions of U.S. Highway 41. Manatee County officials are warning of a collapse at the Piney Point Industrial Site was imminent for the 77-acre wastewater pond. The old phosphorus plant in operation from 1960 to 2001 holds large pools of polluted water. India's Ministry of Health confirmed over 103,000 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. It's the first time India has reported over 100,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. Egypt held a 5-mile procession of 22 ancient mummies in Cairo as they were moved from a museum where they had been for over a century to a new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization Saturday night. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The Derek Chauvin murder trial will continue Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. As the border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens, video came out Friday showing human smugglers in the middle of the night dropping toddlers from atop a border wall into the United States and then running back into Mexico. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has a border update.
During the visit, senators saw unaccompanied children, some with positive COVID cases, in cramped conditions inside makeshift tent-like structures.
We were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already.
Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the Republican Senate leadership on Fox News, would not say who told him to delete the pictures. Senator Ted Cruz posted video from a border facility in Donna, Texas, saying that a Biden administration staffer told him not to film.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S.-Mexico border is experiencing a major humanitarian crisis. 2 weeks ago, President Biden put Vice President Kamala Harris on task for a solution. So far, Harris has been silent. Journalist Jill Concha tells Fox News she's acting as if it's not her job.
She's not making any visit to the border anytime soon, apparently. There's nothing on the schedule. Jen Psaki always has to circle back in terms of when that may happen. Or if it's diplomatic, I don't hear about any trips to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Mexico. So the words of the Biden administration, yes, we're going to fix this problem. I'm tapping the vice president in order to fix it. But yet, in terms of deeds, nothing seems to be done. And I would think that if you want to solve this problem, you have to go to the border and see these facilities at 17 times the capacity during a pandemic, or maybe talk to Border Patrol officials or the people running these facilities, where you have one that is supposed to only hold 250 people. It has 4,000 in it right now, 19,000 minors overall just last month.
More than half of this National Hockey League team is down with COVID-19, Dan Naraki reports.
The NHL's Vancouver Canucks are dealing with one of the worst COVID outbreaks in pro sports. ESPN reporting that more than half of the team's players have tested positive for the virus, with 16 players on the Canucks' COVID-19 protocol list as of Sunday. At least three coaches have reportedly tested positive as well. The league had postponed a week's worth of Vancouver's games, with the team returning to play this coming Thursday. But that date is expected to be pushed back, with the NHL hoping that the team will be able to resume play this season. The Canucks have 15 games remaining on their schedule, with four more that have been postponed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.